This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Welcome to Lords of the Zings. Cakes and Danny, episode 4, A New Hope. Some may say a new dope. So welcome in. We're going to take you up until 3 p.m. today. I'm Cakes from the Junkies. That is Danny from Grant and Danny. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. How are you? Hope all is well in your part of the world. That would be D.C.
Northwest D.C., indeed. I'm in the glorious, and you can see it a little bit from your surroundings. I'll take you on the tour, Cakesy, the laundry room. You can describe what you're seeing.
Okay, so I can do that because we are on Zoom right now. I will describe Danny's laundry room to all.
So there's the mug. There's me. Just behind me, that's the window that I cover with a sheet.
Yeah.
That's the sheet covering to make sure the glare isn't too bad.
Okay, and that's solid. Over here. Yes. Appears to be a utility closet or... we have a toilet and a vanity, a single sink vanity.
So it's
very nice.
A bathroom.
Okay.
Go back to my face again, and then we go the other way.
Yes.
And there's...
We have a washer dryer combo, and we have a sink to the right of that.
The big wash basin, yes. So this is a toilet slash laundry room, and it's an interesting little quirk of the house. It used to end, and you can see where my right arm is, it used to end right here.
Okay.
Right? And then they added the little addition to put laundry in and a storage room that's kind of back this way. But it's a quirky room, and it's where I've been doing shows now for what seems like 10 years.
Yes. If you want me to give the lay of the land from where I am in my...
I do.
This is my... Hold on. This always vexes me greatly, Danny. It's one of my real blind spots. Much like you have a really hard time... distinguishing like if a big wide receiver is going to pan out in the NFL, and he usually doesn't.
You know, I can't properly evaluate power forwards and wide receivers.
Power forwards and wide receivers is a blind spot for you. I always mix up living room and family room. I'm pretty sure that I'm in the family room, which is the least formal of the two rooms.
It's the more informal. That is correct.
What's your
evaluation blind spot? I'm very open about my weaknesses. Big wide receivers and athletic power forwards. I fall in love. And I can't update my thinking, despite how many David Bostons there are, despite how many Mike Williamses there are. I'll never learn my lesson.
Yeah.
I'll never learn.
Oh, what can I not properly evaluate? It's a good question. I may have to Christian ponder that for a little bit.
Yeah.
I will consider it. But this is my family room.
Again. In the family room.
Yeah, I'm in the family room. This is my my Brooks Like signed photo right there. Not photo, signed jersey. What am I talking about?
Okay, well, it's not a photo of a jersey. It's a jersey.
It is a jersey, yes. When Brooks Like was here with the Capitals, he was nice enough to give us each signed jersey. So that is behind me. Let's see. We've got my lights for the Zoom over here. Kitchen over here.
Oh, hey, family. What's up?
Yeah, there they are. There's my wife.
Subjected to Johnny Cakes Hall doing Sunday radio,
so, you know, right.
With old Rainy Duyeh. Sorry, guys.
You never know what's going to happen, where the tour is going to take you on a Sunday afternoon. I almost said Saturday afternoon. It's Sunday afternoon.
I know, dude. I know.
But I did want to bring this up, Danny. You're in D.C. Mm-hmm. I live in Montgomery County in Olney. And when my wife and I take walks, we walk through a park, a county park that's
Here we
about
go.
A half mile from my home.
Yep.
And I tweeted this out yesterday. This has been a disturbing revelation of late near my house. Serpents. Snakes. Right near the walkway. They're either like the last three or four walks. They've been very consistent. Very consistent in the same spot. Either sunning themselves on the rock because they're cold-blooded reptiles, kind of like they're cold-blooded, kind of like my coworker Eric Bickle, always cold, just trying to warm themselves at all times. They're either sunning themselves on a rock right near the creek, or this is disturbing. Now they're getting closer to the walking path where you have to walk the bridge over to get to the other side of the park. Now the snakes are starting to encroach on the walking path, and it's a little bit of a disturbing trend.
I have a lot of numbers to go through, so forgive
I'm
me.
Sure you do.
Number one, the people that say they're more afraid of you than you are. Not true. I'm more afraid of them.
Right.
I win that time.
Yes.
Second, it's
right.
A menacing, evil, slithering monster that is the spawn of evil. This is the origination of evil. You got to go back to the Garden of Eden. There are two people. They now understand what is wrong thanks to that damned serpent.
Yeah.
They're ambassadors of the devil. They seek to torment us. They hide. They ruin. They puncture. They slither. They bite. They are actual monsters and should be eradicated from all life. Third, I have actually sought answers on this.
Okay.
Because our pal, as you know him, Chase Hughes of NBC Sports Washington.
I know him, yeah.
He lives in the Silly Palisades along with John Elrand of Sports Business Journal.
Okay.
And your friendly neighborhood midday host, Danny Ruge, lives here too.
Okay. So you guys are all in the same neighborhood?
We're in the same neighborhood.
Okay, good. It's not as nice as, like, when you say Palisades, I automatically think Pacific Palisades, which is where, like, Jennifer Aniston lives. Every Hollywood, like big hitter lives.
Very similar.
Very similar. $20 million homes.
Yeah, in the sense that there are houses and people. It's very similar.
Yes.
So Chase, a couple weeks ago, sends out a picture of a slithering brown monster.
Okay.
This is probably 5 feet long, maybe six. I can't eyeball it from the video. Mm-hmm. At a place where I shop. Where I would go routinely. I would bring a child. I wouldn't think twice. It's there.
Right.
It's on the street. It's in where we live.
Okay.
Anecdotally, again, a different brown monster was spotted by my wife and oldest child on the walk to our park where we would go to play, pick up basketball, soccer,
right.
In normal days on the actual playground.
Sure.
And they think it's funny to torment dad about these evil beings. So this is anecdotally something that's happening where snakes are now encroaching on us. And then, brings into my final bullet point, the people that are like, you know the real culprit of this is human beings infringing on the environment of the snakes. We're the dominant species. We get to go where we want to go.
That's true.
Them. All the snakes should die. Somebody smart do it. Someone smart get rid of these things.
Okay, so, now somebody would counter, and they would say, well, if we eliminate all the snakes, flakes, cakes, then you're going to have a vermin problem. Rats and mice. Just running rampant all over the place. What is your answer to that, Mr. Ruye?
We already have that. There are also wonderful species that aren't slither death monsters. There are owls. There are the birds of prey. One of my favorite things that I've ever seen, Johnny Cakes, is my old place in Glover Park. We lived in a condo building. You know, when you live in a bigger building, stuff happens, right?
Sure.
You're gonna get the roaches. You're going to get the mice. It's kind of your one-stop shop for them, right? My favorite sight that I've ever seen, I mean, it looked like, I'm trying to think of a good example of a prominent, look, Dominique Wilkins rolled in.
Okay.
And landed on a fence post.
All right,
I mean,
yes.
This Atlanta Hawk was massive and the most welcome sight I've ever seen.
So he was posting up.
Yes. Right. He stood there in the mid post majestically saying, I got you.
Right.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
If I see one, I'm going to eat that SOB.
Right.
And it was the greatest couple of weeks ever. And then he moved on to greener pastures. And then, of course, you know, whatever the problems were, that kind of came back into the building. But that was one of the great couple fortnight periods of our lives because that Dominique Wilkins was just prowling around making sure that there were no bad things.
Now, I'm not as scared of snakes as clearly as you are. But I will admit that when I took the photo of that snake with my phone yesterday, as I got closer, I was
terrifying.
Like, if this thing just lashes out at me, I mean, This thing has been on Earth for millions and millions of years. It's uh-huh. it's a product of evolution. I'm just a stupid human that's morphed from a caveman, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand years ago. This thing is going to win. It's going to outfox me. It's going to bite me on the hand if I get too close to it. Now, I also am on the side that I know this will upset you, that sharks are way more terrifying than snakes. And I know that you have a way different...
It's just absurd.
It's just absurd. Way different viewpoint. Now, hear me out. Here's why they're more terrifying. Sharks are more terrifying because generally, if you have an encounter with a shark, there's a much greater chance that you don't survive that encounter with said shark. Now, if I'm taking a picture for my Twitter of the snake in the park that's 3 feet long, now, if it bites me, that's going to hurt, okay? And I have a very low threshold for pain. It will hurt, but it's most likely non-venomous. It's going to be slightly worse than like a spider bite, I would think.
I'm sure it's just slightly worse. I'm sure that slithering monster striking like that on the Zoom is slightly worse than a spider bite.
So I'm the most certain. Slightly worse than a spider bite.
Oh, what an insane thing to say.
If I encounter a shark, okay, on his home turf, and that shark is, I don't know, 5 feet or larger, and it takes a chunk out of my leg, there's a good chance I bleed to death on the beach before I even get to the hospital. Even if a venomous snake bites me, say it's a copperhead, say it's a rattlesnake, God forbid. But if it were to bite me, I would just calmly, hopefully, take out my phone, dial 911.
I'm sure.
And an ambulance would transport me to the hospital, and they would have some sort of anti-venom. And then they would say, here you go. Here's your anti-venom flakes. You get a shot. You're on your way. Back to life as usual. If a shark bites my leg off, I bleed to death on the beach, and I horrify my entire family in the process.
Now, what really happens...
A convincing case here.
I'm sure. What really happens is... and for some reason, this is Australian, because that's where they all happen.
Okay,
Somebody goes, oh, shark took a bit out of your leg, mate. Here's a couple stitches. Ah, you go. Go ahead and surf away. That's what happens.
Sure.
For the most part, nothing happens. They nibble at you, and that's the end.
Yeah.
Now, we've all seen Jaws, Bruce the Mechanical Shark, and people are terrified of that erroneously. You're more likely to be killed by a cow. You're more likely to be killed by a vending machine tipping over. 50,000 snakes.
Okay, but I can also counter.
Cause death.
Okay. I can also counter
year.
That we're much more likely to be killed by a mosquito bite than we are either a snake or a shark attack.
Humans are number one. Mosquitoes are number two. Snakes, number three in the AP poll. They make the finals every year. They're right there in that final four for the BCS, okay? Now, in the U.S., we've only got, like, we got the copperheads, we got the rattlesnakes,
sure.
We got the diamondbacks. So we don't have the black mambas or some of the things they got in parts of Asia and Africa, et cetera, or Australia, where the most terrifying situation of animals exists on the planet.
Absolutely.
I can't believe anyone lives there.
Yeah.
And why is everyone handsome and pretty in Australia?
I don't know. That's a weird thing. Maybe it's just part of their genetic makeup.
100%. I thought it was an island of criminals, and yet they're all so attractive. It's unbelievable. Okay. Where was I? I had a point. Oh, yeah. So here's the point. So not only do you get 50,000 people that are dead because of snakes. Dead. No more.
Where are you culling these numbers from? Where do you have 50,000 dead per year from snake bites?
Here we go. I'll just have to pull it up on Google.
I'm calling shenanigans. I think that's a very high number.
It is a very high number. And and that's the point. That is the point. That it's very... snakes is 50,000. So this is from CNET. That's that one. I can go 15 deadliest animals on Earth. That's Science Alert.
Yes.
You can go from National Geographic. When animals kill them, World Atlas. There you go. So again, humans do it to each other the most. Mosquitoes are two, and then snakes are usually number three in your AP poll. And the coaches poll, too, because they rack up the numbers.
Yes.
So for every one that they don't die, you get the woman in Silver Spring who just went to bed. She had the audacity to go to bed, and there was a copperhead in her bed. For the woman in, I believe it was Prince William County, who went into a steakhouse. And she's like, what is that?
A snake house? Like, she went into a snake house?
No. She's getting ready for a steak, and she's firing peanut shells on the floor, et cetera. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure.
And turned out it was just baby copperheads were just taking chunks out of her flip-flop feet. And she realized, oh, my God, now I'm injected with poison, and she passes out. These are they invade our space. Sharks don't invade anything. I will concede. If you're in the water.
Yes.
And you can't just, like, walk to shore. If you're in the water... you're sub, you're underneath the water,
okay,
and a shark comes at you, yes, that's a tough road game.
It
all right?
Is,
that's that is scary.
Yeah, that's going into Cameron and trying to get a win.
Yeah,
it's very difficult.
You know, you're Davidson trying to do it. You know, you're just right. North Carolina.
You're just there for the payday. And if you get a win, it's gravy. It's great. Then you're celebrating on the bus and on the ride home. You love it.
That's terrifying.
Yes.
I will skip blissfully through life if I feel like it, not going in the water. If I'm in the water, I could encounter a water snake. People are just casually telling you about water snakes yesterday. Well, that's what it was. First of all, it's terrifying that the water snake's out of the
that's
water.
That's if you're swimming in a lake. Who swims in a lake? People actually do that during like
millions
summer
of
vacations.
People do that. Yes. And by the way, you're 100%
wacky.
Right. Lakes mean snakes. That is a thing. I don't go to lakes.
Lakes equal snakes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't go to that.
Yeah.
My one of my best buddies, his family's got a. It sounds like it's fancy. It's not. There's a lake in Alabama. I don't even remember what it was called. But we went there. They got a little cabin in the lake house.
My mom lives in Alabama. I can vouch it's probably not fancy.
Yeah. So my family's from my mom's side's from Bessemer, Alabama. So it's Gump time.
Yeah.
But we visit this lake house. We're on this road trip, and they're busting. They know how terrified of snakes I am, and they're busting my chops the whole time about it. And I'm like, okay, like please stop messing with me. But I bring a baseball bat just in case. On this trip, for this, I'm so afraid of them that I bring one. Two steps off the dock. Two steps off the dock. An inch and a quarter from my right ankle.
Yes.
A copperhead. Basically, Christian pondered it. Do I want him? Decided not to and slithered it away. I shrieked and I ran. And that was it. I stayed up all night holding a baseball bat, rocking back and forth like I was an hour and 30 minutes into a horror movie experience.
Right. Well, it's probably a good thing you were not on a walk with my wife and my two dogs, because
what do the dogs do?
Oh, they're oblivious. They don't even see.
They don't
them.
Care.
Yeah, they don't care. They're just barking at everything and just trying to get to the end of their walk without like passing out. But the humans see the snakes, and this will terrify you even more, Danny. The last walk before the pic I took that I put on Twitter yesterday, not one snake, but two snakes. Just coiled around each other, hanging out together, soaking up the sun, having a grand old time, just doing nothing but terrifying the humans that are walking by on a daily basis.
And I'm not trying to insult you, but it's going to come out as an insult.
Okay.
Simpletons who go, I'm afraid of a nuclear weapon around the globe.
Right.
Will tell you the sharks are scarier. I'm afraid to walk down the street and get mugged. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mine is tangible. Mine is right here. They're everywhere, right now, in my neighborhood.
Yes.
They're all around. Everyone should be afraid properly. The Rube, like my co-host Grant Paulson, who's already tweeting you, telling you that you're right. So good company, by the way.
Oh, I'm going to distance myself from him in the next segment. Trust me.
You'd best do so. Is basically saying, I'm worried that like somebody in, 100 million miles away has a nuclear weapon. I'm really worried that it might go off.
Right.
Walk on land, you avoid them. You cannot avoid snakes. They're everywhere. They're in trees. They're in sewers. They could just decide, I should probably come up to your toilet right now and bite your tuchus.
Right.
They could.
They could. I guess they could. Hopefully that will never happen. But that, again, you are making some valid points. Now, somebody who shares your disdain for snakes is a fella named Indiana Jones.
Indeed.
And there was a... How should I describe this? A mushroom cloud-sized controversy that erupted from the Grant and Danny show on Friday. So we are going to re-engage with that. We're going to dive back into that when we come back next. It's Cakes and Danny. We're taking you up until 3 p.m. here today on 106.7 The Fan. We'll talk some Indiana Jones next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my guy Vic is just hitting, as Danny and Grant like to say, bolts left to right. Just bolts. Playing some rat coming back in. I appreciate that, JT the Vic. Welcome back to Cakes and Danny, Episode 4. A New Hope, the latest Lords of the Zings episode. And Danny, I figured out what I can't properly evaluate. You always struggle with power forwards and like 6'3", 245-pound wide receivers. You just can't
big wideouts and athletic power forwards. I have no chance to get it right.
I know my real weak spot.
What's your blind spot?
Filling out my flex spot on a weekly basis in a fantasy football league. It's just it vexes me terribly. Like, I feel like, okay, I've got my RB1, my RB2. I've got
it's so funny.
I've got my WR1 and 2 locked up. But the flex spot, I mean, it's always do I start Terry McLaurin here, or do I start a running back who's going to catch 6 balls out of the backfield? Do I start like Boston Scott? I mean, it's so funny. Always is just spinning around all the time, and I can't figure it out ever.
So if I can say this appropriately,
yes,
I would. It's going to sound egotistical, but it's the two of us just talking on a Zoom on a Sunday here in the middle of the day. I would say we are both learned fantasy football gentlemen.
I agree with you on that.
Right?
Point.
Yes, this is certainly. Something we spend a lot of time and resources and thoughtfulness. We don't read some of the ridiculous like paid articles that like Brendan Dar puts down. Like his whole life is DFS and doing wacky bits, and you know, he like the stuff that Evan Silva would think is too nerdy. Like that's what. But for the rest of us, like read matchups, and we put a lot of time and energy into it.
Sure,
so we're pretty learned guys in that regard. I think my guy, Johnny Cakes, although, would benefit from less information.
You're probably
and occasionally
right.
Just going with your gut. You are a Tinker Tailor Soldier Adrian.
I'm the king of tinkering. Here's a perfect example.
You can't let it rest.
Danny, here's the part. This is me in a nutshell. This most recent season, when I will give myself some shine here, where in my highest dollar fantasy league that I've ever played in, now I took on a co-owner because I wanted to defray some of that. We had the forethought of selecting Lamar Jackson, 90th overall. Took him, said, you know what? Going to roll the dice a little bit here. Going to take Lamar Jackson. Great pick. Basically a league winner. Him and Austin Eckler. Eckler was
pretty much picked
him. So Lamar Jackson is doing all his Lamar Jackson things, leading the fantasy scoring at the quarterback position,
30 plus points a week.
Yeah, it's a
welcome gift.
It's the biggest no brainer. It's a luxury. It's like, oh, I don't have to worry about streaming a quarterback or picking between like a Matt Stafford or a Kirk Cousins type every week. I have my guy locked in, ready to go every single week. And by the way, in this league, big weekly pots. Big ones, like $1,500 big. Oh. Big.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Really big.
I'm getting a sense of how big this league is.
Pretty big.
That could be doled out for a weekly?
Is it $1,500? Is it either $1,500 or a grand? It was, I think it was $15, if my memory serves me correctly.
Sizable.
Might have been over my skis a little bit, but that's why I took on a co-owner.
You're sure you took a partner, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, got off on a tangent there. Lamar Jackson doing his thing. Then I read this information. I just read too much information about great matchup. Oh, because I have Gardner Minshew also on my roster. Gardner Minshew going to, I think they were playing when they went overseas to London in this past season. Maybe they were playing the Texans. I can't remember the opponent. But every fantasy tout was saying, Gardner Minshew has this amazing matchup. You can't possibly sit him.
You can't bench him.
So what did I do?
No.
I thought too much, and I said, we're going to bench Lamar this week, and we're going to roll the dice that Gardner Minshew has a better week. And you know what happened? It blew up in my face, and he didn't have a better week.
Was that that 6-3 game in London where nobody scored in the rain? Was it that game?
Hey, it was whatever game the Jags played in London.
Oh, yuck.
Later in the season.
I feel like they play in London 5 times a year.
Yeah, they do.
Shot Khan just wants a London team.
They play in London all the time. But, Danny, you're correct. I do tinker too much. I think about it too much. Less is more is probably a better approach for me when it comes to all things fantasy.
So I had somebody, I can't remember what it was, but you know, like some, those little lessons, like I don't remember 97.8%, numbers approximate, of things that I quote unquote learned in school.
Right.
I don't remember anything.
Right.
Like you study and you try to like pass the test and, you know, the French Revolution was led by this and, oh, okay, sure. I'm sure I remember any of that crap. But I remember one of these things where I had a teacher say 85% of the time, I don't know where he got this number, but this is kind of what he said.
Mm-hmm.
85% of the time, your first instinct, if you have any information on the subject, right? If you're walking in blind and you don't know what this is or that is, there's no way to know. But if you have any information on the subject, 85% of the time, your first instinct is right. And that both gave me confidence, then would also torment me,
right,
where I would go, well, what if this is one of the 15% of the time?
Yeah, of course.
Where it's not. And I remember sitting there like puzzling over SAT questions because of that. And like I would just say, like, should I just go with it? But like, wait a minute, this may be one of those times. And then the time would expire and I got through a third of the section.
Yeah.
Just so bad.
So what you're telling me is, if there, fingers crossed, if there's an NFL season, that when I'm pondering between, like, I don't know, Terry McLaurin and Calvin Ridley, just my snap instinct, just go with whoever immediately comes into my brain and don't think twice about it. It's probably
that's
a better
what you're doing
approach.
You're making best bets, right? You're making a bet. That's what it is. That's what fantasy football is.
That's true.
What pro sports is. Howie Roseman of the GM of I almost call him the Phillies, of the dumb Eagles, who I hate
yes.
so much. He spoke on a stage for about 40 minutes, and I watched riveted, about what pro sports is. And he goes, what building a team is. And all you're doing is making bets. And we think of bets as, I got a feeling about this. It's like, well, our bets are well-researched. Like, we do background. We figure out, is this player worth it? Is this player going to produce this? Is this money, you know, worth the risk, et cetera? And it sort of changed the way I thought about team building. Right, because that's what it is. And I think the same thing applies for fantasy football. You can have the best practice, make the bet that your running back that's going to get 20 touches will outperform the receiver that gets 5. The receiver has a home run, right, an 80-yard catch.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you were wrong. All you're doing is trying to come up with the most likely outcome for success, right, each and every week. And that's how I try to think of all things when it comes to sports, fantasy or otherwise.
Yes.
You're making bets.
Well, I'm looking forward again to Homies League 2020. Danny is a member, and hopefully we have a season to look forward to, and we can make as many bets as we want throughout the season with our rosters. Before the break, I talked about the just maddening movie club segment on Grant and Danny on
maddening
Friday. 06. Now, movie club is a thing that you guys have done basically since the pandemic hit.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a way for you guys to expose yourselves to, you know, either movies you haven't seen or maybe you haven't seen in 20 years, broaden your horizons a bit, maybe see something that some of the other guys are into and vice versa. And the movie that you picked for Friday was Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
An 80s classic. That's all it is, an 80s classic that I would have thought that everybody that, you know, participated in a movie club. Well, I know Funny Danny's in the tank. I know he's in the tank for that. But Grant Paulson, Brendan Dar, Thommy DeLay would have thought all would have enjoyed just a timeless 80s classic featuring Harrison Ford playing an iconic movie character known as Indiana Jones.
Indeed.
Wow, was I surprised.
Kicks. You have no idea.
At the other side of the table from the Grant and Danny show.
And so here's what I'm doing in my mind. So I have forced Grant to watch excellent movies, right? He's not, he has the taste of a child. That's both with food and with films,
right?
And I've said, you're going to watch Star Wars. You've got to get through these. We've given him one Lord of the Rings movie. He watched The Matrix. Like he's getting some of the stuff for the dorks, right? The dorks have won, by the way. There's a comic book movie every 8 weeks.
The nerds
Sorry
have won.
About
the nerds have taken over.
We have triumphed. With apologies to Jason Bishop and Eric Pickle. We won. You guys lost.
Right.
So, and I basically have forced him. He watched V for Vendetta at my behest. There's a number of movies that he's watched that he wouldn't normally have done. So I'm going, I'll give him and everyone else a break. Well, let's just watch the bolt because it was my pure pick. We've done this Democratic format before. Mm-hmm. I'm going, this is my selection. I'll give everybody something that they're going to really, really enjoy.
Right.
It's a classic. Everybody loves it because it's great start to finish. One of the great movies of all time.
Correct.
Damn near
correct on all points.
Right? Yeah. And so I go, this, what a fun thing that we'll do. This is easy homework.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
It'll be a fun Friday. Way to ease into the weekend.
Yes.
Everybody's so just going to enjoy Indiana Jones and his exploits and his travels around the world.
I give my review. I give my review. It's a 10 out of 10.
Yep.
It's 10 one
carbs.
Of the great films ever. Yeah,
yep.
10 carbs out of 10.
Yes.
One of the great movies ever. Harrison Ford's iconic. Karen Allen is great. Mm-hmm. Belloc is great. The whole nine yards. Everything about it's so good.
Yeah.
And I'm going, you guys enjoy. You can make fun of it a little bit because it's a little dated and you can roll your eyes a couple times. It got pan labyrinthed. This they were panning for gold.
Oh, so
all
much
three
panning.
Of them independently.
I could not just. I mean, it was like
Peter panning that movie.
When I was listening to it, it was like a Royal Rumble broke
blood
out, blood. And everybody was fighting Danny. Everybody
blood
just
blood.
Guys coming into the ring left and right, just tagging each other in. Danny had nobody backing him up; just backed into a corner. And you're defending one of the best movies of all time.
Ever made?
I mean, I just jotted down off the top of my head this morning, Danny, the top five movie franchises of the 80s. And by the way, at 1 p.m., Danny's going to take a Back to the Future quiz, just to let everybody know, a little tease, a radio tease there. Your top five, in my opinion, Indiana Jones.
One.
Star Wars. This is in no particular order. Back to the Future. This one's up for debate. Karate Kid? It's pretty iconic.
It's very iconic.
You may not agree with that, but I'm throwing it in there.
You're not going to get me to besmirch the Karate Kid. I mean, it becomes a little bit much by the time you get to three, and it's like, could leave this kid alone.
Understood. You know what I mean? Understood.
Like, but how are we conspiring this much?
One and two are...
And we're Daniel's friends.
They're beyond reproach.
The All Valley Karate Tournament was such a major deal that Daniel LaRusso beat Bad Boy Johnny Lawrence. Such a huge deal.
And the fifth, this one's a little bit controversial too because only one came out in the 80s. Die Hard. I mean, maybe you can substitute a few. Maybe you throw Terminator in there, but again, Terminator only one came out in the
80s. Terminator 2 is 92. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, those are my top five movie franchises of the 80s. Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Back to the Future, Karate Kid, and Die Hard. And all I heard was so much besmirching. So much, this is really boring. So much, the first 10 minutes and the last 20 minutes are decent. And I'm thinking, what are these guys watching? What are they awake throughout this movie? Like you said, this movie was a gift. It was a gift to everybody. Look, here's how good that movie was. It's about archaeology and history, which are generally, in my opinion, couldn't be more boring. Yet it's made exciting. How is that not good? How are you not wrapping your arms around that? Oh, I know why. Because Grant Paulson didn't like the, quote, graphics.
The graphics. Oh,
what?
So sickening.
First of all, the special effects. And when I was an 11-year-old kid in the theater, do you know how terrified I was of the boulder rolling towards Harrison Ford?
Rightfully so.
Of the natives chasing him across the field before he gets to his biplane. I mean, it's a great movie.
When he's running, like, take off, take off.
I was so upset listening to that. And the music. The music is so great.
Once again, gents,
I was
there's nothing you can possess that I cannot take away. Oh, it's perfect. It's one of the all-time movies.
It's so good.
Yeah, so Harrison Ford's got food poisoning, so the guy comes out with the swords, and he just is so sick of it. He just takes out his gun and shoots him, and the dude body drops. Marcus Brody, sir. Every character is so outstanding. Oh, it's just so good. Start to finish, it is an outstanding movie. You're clear villains. There's no worry about, like, are we allowed to have these guys be the bad guys? It's the Nazis, Walter.
Yes.
They're threatening castration. They're so good. Everything about this movie is perfect. You get Belloc, who's just such a scumbag. He's the negative image of Indiana Jones, right? It's like a Professor Moriarty to Sherlock Holmes. It's a genre-defining film. There's no Robert Langdon without Indiana Jones. We're not going around the Louvre and trying to find clues to those symbologists. There's nothing. There's nothing without the smart guy with guts. That hero is the hero. A swashbuckling, handsome as all hell, badass SOB that just happens to know history and be obsessed. He's tough as nails. He beats up everybody with his fists and a whip. He kicks all the ass.
Yep.
If you don't like it, movies ain't for you.
Now let me put Brendan Dar-a-Lago strictly in the crosshairs, producer of the Grant and Danny show. Okay, so he clearly did not like Indiana Jones. I don't know whether it was his first time seeing it or it didn't hold up. He revisited it and apparently hated it. He tweeted yesterday. He tweeted something complimentary about the latest Will Ferrell offering, which is on Netflix, which I think it's called Eurovision Fire Saga. Okay, it's about a singing competition in Europe. And Danny, it's the biggest steaming pile that I've seen on Netflix in probably the last 5 or 10 years. Please look at Brendan Dar's tweet about that. Please pull up Twitter and look up his tweet. He's complimentary towards probably the worst thing I've ever seen Will Ferrell do in his entire career.
Eurovision is a legitimately fun movie and makes for a great reminder how great Iceland's song was this year.
Incorrect. He's incorrect on all points. That movie was not fun. I was not entertained. There may have been one or two yucks that made me chuckle. It was like a two-hour movie, too, Danny. It wasn't just like a, hey, let's get in and out in 90 minutes. Let's send you on your way. No, it was a two-plus-hour slogfest, and it was terrible. Yet he's lauding that, and on the other hand, he's destroying Indiana Jones. I can't make sense of what's going on here.
What would you say if there was a game that took place, if there was a contest where everybody started on the same footing, and the results were 92-8? What would you say about that contest?
Well, I would say that's an overwhelming, trouncing victory for the people that have 92.
Even in a biased selection, a.k.a. the people that have opted in to follow my co-host, Grant H. Paulson. You could follow him at Grant H. Paulson, by the way.
Yes.
That was the score for Indiana Jones good, 92, bad, 8.
Yes.
I ran my own poll, very scientific, at Funny Danny, 92-8, with slightly a different number of votes. Now, there's going to be some crossover there. This is a universally acclaimed movie for a reason. It makes the top 60 on the AFI all-time list for a reason. You don't just luck box your way onto that thing, okay? It's not, oh, it was fun when it came out. We had kid nostalgia. Look around. Angels ain't in the outfield on that top 100, bro.
Where were these guys when Indiana Jones is fighting the biggest person I've ever seen in my life, maybe outside of Andre the Giant?
The super Nazi
outside of the
underhand boxing.
Yeah. What were those guys doing during that scene? Does that scene not hold up? Is that scene boring?
How about when he puts his hands up like, okay, and then punches him and nothing happens? Oh, it's so good. And then he gets his strength in the middle of it. He gets mad. He gets that sneer because he's Indiana Jones. Oh, it's so perfect. It's so perfect. This is one of the – now, the it's like the comedian – In the world,
we'll
do this thing where they can like summarize it and say, so basically it's just this. If you want to be snarky about it, if Indiana Jones never existed, the Nazis get surprised and they open it for their Führer, like on the island, right. And everyone's face would melt off.
Yeah.
So if Indiana Jones was never there, everyone's face would have melted off. Okay, please enjoy a journey one time. Please enjoy it. Please enjoy the where is it? Who? Top men. Who? Top men. And then it pans out in that giant warehouse. It's perfect. The movie's perfect. It's one of the great films of all time.
Of course it is. How could it not be? And on top of that, you get two really good sequels.
Yeah.
You get Temple of Doom and you get Last Crusade. Now, when after that, it gets a little bit murky. You know, there's some Shia LaBeouf.
Crystal Skull stinks.
It introduced.
Stinks.
Okay,
it stinks.
That's fine. But that trilogy, and especially the first, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's a masterpiece.
I agree with you. That is a 10 cake batter movie.
Now,
and
all
there's
three.
There's no way you're convincing me otherwise.
All three are silly. All three are excellent. I think Raiders is the universal number one. This take that I'm about to throw at you might be a little hot.
Okay, yeah.
Grab the oven mitts.
I can do that, yes.
Maybe a towel.
Hot
okay,
potato coming my way.
Just to check. This is a little bit of a hot take,
yeah.
I think. With the baseline that they're all above reproach. They're all excellent.
Of course.
Your pal on the other end of the Zoom call, hosting a show on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
12 to 3 with Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yep.
Me. I think Temple of Doom is better than Last Crusade. The universal is Raiders 1, Crusade 2, Temple of Doom 3. That's the normal view of things. I put Temple of Doom 2. I don't need my Sean Connery bumbling. I don't need that.
I think I'm with you.
Really?
Temple of Doom.
Really?
Greater than
Air high than five Crusade. On that
there
one, dude.
You go, virtual
Bam.
High five.
Who
Danny.
Knew?
Yes. I'm with you.
The stones will be found, Dr. Jones. You won't. Give it to me.
I mean, who doesn't love some Kali Ma? Who doesn't love that guy? You think he's that terrifying?
What, the cultist giving you a Navam Shiva? Give me Short Round. Give me Willie, who is just so whiny, but comes up big.
What? You know what, Danny? Your co-host and producers, they would probably like, they would look at the scene in the mine, like in the mine car, and say, oh, that's boring. Who would want to watch those terrible, dated 80s graphics?
Although I will say, I think the best scene in the entire trilogy is in Crusade when the Jones boys are caught, right?
Yeah,
they're stuck.
Right.
And he's like, she talks in her sleep. Don't trust her, right? You've got that bit. But where they're like, it'll take a moment for Brody to be found. And he's like, the hell you will. He speaks 9 languages, knows every local custom. With any luck, he's found the grail already. Does anyone here speak English? You know, like they cut to Brody just wandering the streets.
Right.
You didn't drag poor Marcus into this, did you? Oh, it's so good. It slapped my knee every time.
Now, clearly, your file on it is deeper than mine because I don't remember a lot of those details. But
you don't know what I'm talking about?
The bigger point, the bigger takeaway is that Indiana Jones is a quality product. And even though we've already proven that, didn't really need to, but it's been proven scientifically through Twitter polls. We'll throw open the phone lines, 800-636-1067. And the question is very simple. Is Raiders of the Lost Ark good? that is your question that you need to answer on a Sunday afternoon.
Defend yourselves.
800-636-1067. Very simple. Is Raiders of the Lost Ark good? Spoiler alert. Yes. It is. But we want your reassurance. Call us now. 800-636-1067. It's Cakes and Danny, Episode 4, A New Hope on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to Lords of the Zings, Cakes and Danny, Episode 4, A New Hope. We're taking you up until 3 p.m. today right here on 106.7 The Fan. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. We're asking you a very simple question, very straightforward. Is Raiders of the Lost Ark a good movie? 800-636-1067. You know where Danny and I stand. We stand firmly on the opposite side of Grant Paulson, Brendan Dar, and Thommy DeLay, who did nothing but heap dirt on the grave of an amazing movie on Friday. Just offending everyone's sensibilities. That's all that happened.
Now, the results of this were basically, I may have overreacted a little bit in the moment, but I felt so attacked, and I contacted an attorney friend of mine. Now, it was about something else, but I did contact an attorney about a hostile workplace complaint.
Right.
Thank goodness the suits, so the very high-level executives that we're fortunate enough to have in our lives that are steering this ship, mm-hmm. drab T-shirt
yes,
and CK, both were on my side here and authorized hostile workplace claims. Where I'm not sure how I would have sued exactly.
Yeah,
I might have had a three-way suit there with Grant and Brandon and Tommy.
Yes,
they both were like, "It's okay if you leave the show today,
right?
Or leave the show forever. Sure. You can still get paid through the year." I basically was like, no, what I'm just going to do is leave Movie Club, because we can't have a Movie Club if we can't come to a consensus on this. There's no point.
Right.
And then I realized, no. I'm going to be the bigger man. I'm going to be the biggest man. And it takes a brave soul to admit when they're wrong. Well, the bravest soul is to forgive someone else who won't admit that they're wrong. That's the highest you can be on the totem pole.
You're taking such
in terms
high ground.
Of forgiveness.
Yes.
It's not even the other cheek. It's taking off your shirt and accepting lashes. And that's what I did. Yeah, and I'm no hero, but I'm kind of a hero. So I saved Movie Club, basically.
I would say that you are, Danny, you're an American hero. This close to July 4th, American hero, Danny Rouillet.
Thank you.
Even though he has a very French last name with a lot of vowels in it, and it's very hard to spell.
We got some good concepts of democracy from my ancestors, right? Some good ideas about people voting.
That is true. It's very true. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're asking a very simple question, which only really has one answer. Is Raiders of the Lost Ark a good movie? I believe Steve wants to weigh in from Houston, probably listening on radio.com. What's up, Steve?
You know it. Radio.com is the bomb.
Hey, buddy.
All day, every day.
Very good, sir.
What's up, Danny and Kate? I'm going to answer the question, and I want to throw in two movies since you guys are movie buffs real quick.
All right.
So Raiders of the Lost Ark, definitely a classic. And I'm going to tell you something. So I'm born in 77, where you guys born in. So that's right up in my genre and classics.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, as we age, I'm starting to forget some of these things. But I believe it was Raiders of the Lost Ark. Correct me where I'm wrong before I get into the two other movies I'm going to mention. Indiana Jones has not only one of the most iconic series through the 80s, but one of the most iconic scenes that will ever be played at Oscars, any awards. If you throw the clip on right now, the commercial where Harrison Ford / Indiana Jones is running from the boulder. Remember the big boulder was that Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah, the beginning of Raiders when he's looking for the golden idol. Yes, that Belloc steals from.
Dude, isn't that one of the most iconic stressors? Movies like, moments in a movie.
Yes.
That if you play the clip, no matter where, it's like, Indiana Jones. That's 100%. One of those scenes. Let me throw in these two for you. I don't know if you got, remember Starship Troopers? That was kind
of
that low tier. I know you do.
Kind of a blind spot for your pal Flakes over here. I know it, but I don't know much about it.
Dude, did you ever see the original case?
I'm going to go maybe.
I really don't have much.
I think, but I don't have much of a file on it.
Neil Patrick Harris is so silly. Has psychic powers.
I got nothing.
It's so silly.
Yeah. Okay, so you got that one. You got to go back. But Danny, as you know, they just nosedived after that. And that could have been one of those cult classics, because I think they made either a part two or three. And
they made a bunch.
When they start switching producers and budget, it just tanked. My next movie that came out on Netflix at some point last year, Ryan Reynolds, this movie called Six Underground. Did you guys happen to see that?
Super fun. It's basically like if you gave Michael Bay no oversight and all the budget for the explosions you'd ever want. It makes no sense, and that's okay. It's so fun. It's just a bunch of dudes that are so handsome and like just with 0% body fat. Running around like kung fu, wire fighting, exploding, making impossible shots where like bullets ricochet off stuff. It's so fun, Steve. It's so fun.
Hey, Danny, tell me, didn't you, this is expectation, I think, when you see previews and trailers, this is kind of going to be one of them kick butt. But then when you get it and you see like it starts off fast and furious and the people who die, you don't expect them to die. You think they'll at least last an hour and a half in the movie, like you said. He got the ninja guy who can walk and do all the web crawl.
It's
unreal.
So fun.
Yeah. Fun but crazy, weirdo type movie with Ryan Reynolds. I appreciate you guys. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for listening down in Houston, Steve. We do appreciate that on the radio.com app. Well, Danny, that's very scientific. We had one call. We went one for one. 100% were on the right side of history.
100%. I mean, you know, you go one for one, you can retire. That's a batting average of 1,000.
There you go. That's all you're looking for. All right, when we come back, Danny's going to be on the hot seat. I have devised a Back to the Future quiz for him. But these are not layups. These are not softballs. I know Danny knows that movie inside and out, so I had to dive deep for some of these questions. So we will test Danny's knowledge of another 80s classic, Back to the Future, next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.